Item 4, matter arising to request Urban Renewal Authority to carefully select district partners in launching services. That's paper number 35 of this year. May I welcome Mr. Tan Kuan Lam from ULA and Mr. So Lai Long and also manager Mr. Chen Chi Hong to our meeting. That's an item proposed by Mr. Ho Teck Long. And Mr. Ho Teck Long, anything to supplement?
Yes, Chairman.
First of all, welcome colleagues from ULA to this meeting. Now, the focus of my paper is very clear. I meet on a daily basis with Mr. Chen, Mr. So, and Mr. Tang. So I'm not here to reprimand the three of you. What I want is that I want to know the position of ULA and whether there has been any coordination in your partnership with services. And I'd like to ask, why aren't you partnering with NGOs? There are so many of them. And instead, you are partnering with political affiliated organizations. So please tell us something about the partners. So again, I want to say that I'm talking about the ULA. I'm not criticizing three of you. Yes, declaration of interest. I'm a non-executive director of ULA. Yes, apart from Mr. James Ho, anyone else? Okay, if there is no more supplement, then over to you, representative from ULA. Thank you, Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Ho, for your question. Now, over the years, the Urban Renewal Authority works with district partners in restoring and renovating buildings. In older districts, there are problems with building renovation, and they need support as far as coordination of work and technical matters are involved. And the ULA can provide the necessary support. As for district organizations, that can help them, they must be those that are familiar with the district affairs and those which have connection with the neighborhood. So, like Ms. Hoi said, we work with district partners in renovation works. In older districts like Yao Chin Mong, there are more aged buildings without OCs. And in 2005-06, we began to cooperate with district organizations in helping these aged buildings. And we are constantly improving the indicators or the service standards of district partners. Now, we issued a written reply on the last occasion to Mr. Hoi's question. We provided some answers to his questions. For example, in West Kowloon District, we partnered with some of the organizations like the AB, People's Service Center Limited, the Sham Shui Po Neighborhood Cares Association, the Mong Kok Kai Fong Association, Chang Hing Social Service Center, and even Mr. James Tokenson's office. And recently, as we needed to expand the coverage, We initiated a tendering process, and we invited district organizations among six districts to submit their promotion proposals. And we want to work together with these district partners to help the landlords. So we have tendering procedures, we put up advertisements, and according to CAP 151, the Society's Ordinance, or CAP 332, the Trade Union Ordinance, these should be registered organizations under these ordinances, or should be a charitable organization exempted under Section 88 of the IRO. So we look at the experience of the organization, the local network, organizational structure, and the amount of manpower input. And we do have a panel comprising our senior management to vet the bids. Now, with regard to Yao Ma Tse, there was only one organization putting forward the proposal, and it's called the People's Service Center. And that was why we signed a partnership agreement with the center. They proposed mainly to help building owners set up OCs and to carry out certain promotional activities. So every time we have the major promotional activities, these partners will take part, and their promotional materials will be vetted by us first. I hope I've already answered Mr. Hoi's question. I'm afraid not, because he has already raised his hand. Yes, Chairman, I understand that Mr. Tang wants to help district organizations and NGOs to assist this work. In 2006, you did quite a good job because you were fair. But this year, it's really strange. In Sham Shui Po and in Yao Chim Mong, you chose the bid from People's Service Center. Now, concerning URA building rehabilitation schemes, along Kwong Wah Street, why is it that you chose People's Service Center? I think we all know what the member representing Kwong Wah Street did. I don't need to go into the details. I just want to know how you provide funding, or how you approve funding to your partner organizations. And then in Yao Ma Tse, you said that there was only one bid, and that was from the People's Service Center. So why was it that you also chose the bid of the center in Sham Shui Po and in other districts?
Let me supplement. Now, concerning Shem Shui Po, we chose a bit of the Shem Shui Po Neighborhood Cares Association. Now, let's talk about West Kowloon first. Mong Kok, and that's Chen Heng. And so for West Kowloon, the bit of People Service Center was chosen. And then Kowloon City.
Thank you.
I beg your pardon?
我一時間沒有帶那個
I haven't got the contracts with me, and so I think I can give members the information later. Chairman, I was talking about Kowloon City, Yao Chim Mong, and Shem Shui Po. They all come under West Kowloon. Please check your records. I hope that you will act fairly in the future. You know how many NGOs, there are many NGOs in Hong Kong. Why is it that you have only chosen ADPL? What has happened to the other NGOs, for example, Chen Heng? Now for the six districts, I want to say that 16 different organizations put in bids. Chen Heng did put in a bid. And in fact, different NGOs put in their bids according to their respective expertise. And there aren't too many social service groups which are interested in building management. And I can quote a few examples, Caritas, and then Friends of Thai Kok Choi, and then Hong Kong Residents Service Association, and then Salvation Army. They initially expressed interest in putting in a bid, but then subsequently they decided not to put in bids. Now, I think that's my final remark on this one, Chairman. I understand your explanation. But then you use public funds, don't you? And when the Yao Chim Mong District Council vets funding applications, we try not to approve funding for political organizations. Now you are the URA. When you look at funding matters, you should be very cautious. You should steer clear of politics. In fact, I think you know very clear what political bodies are. They are those which field people or candidates to take part in elections. Right, Yong Chi Hei? Yes, Chairman. Last time, the URA didn't send anyone to the meeting. I think the bid has been approved for some time. And concerning this service partner of yours, there were complaints. And in fact, the people from the center in the name of the center or simply in the name of the ADPL, went into the buildings to carry out home visits when the security guard was not there. So I hope that you can deal with this matter most seriously, because you selected the partner, you approved funding for this partner. So how will you deal with a partnering organization which has committed such acts? And concerning this partnering organization in Yamate, can I ask how many OCs it has helped set up? How many four-hour projects has it done? And then Kwong Wah Street. I want to say that for Yamate Phase 1, you haven't reached Kwong Wah Street yet. You may go to Kwong Wah Street, in the following year. But why is it that there are publicity posters there? Mr. Leung, I think we all know the truth. We all know what has happened. It's really not necessary to have a debate. But let me say this. Mr. Hoy said that resources should be distributed or allocated more fairly. Now, I want to say that the URA receives government funding. And then with regard to maintenance of the buildings, there is also government subsidy, the landlords may also contribute. So we're talking about huge sums of money. And I think you've let political organizations secure political interests among these public funds and private funds. This is totally uncalled for. I believe you know very well that you should not have awarded bids to political parties or political organizations. Now, if you partner with district councillors, that's another matter, because that's on equal footing. In fact, without you, we still need to help the landlords. So the relationship is different. And then you're having bids. How many NGOs are there in the territory? I am a CEO of an NGO. And I want to tell you that if I had known about the exercise, I would have put in a bid for my organization. Now, do you know that for NGOs, the rule of the game is that they should not be involved in politics? Now, you've mentioned names just now, some in this district, some in other districts, and they are political figures. In fact, I also want you to give me some money so that I can help landlords set up OCs. Why are you doing this? Why have you done this? I really think you should review your policies. Right, two more members, Madam Wong, and then Mr. Chow. Mr. Yong Chi Hei said that people from the organization carried out home visits when the security guard was not around. So I think this is quite a serious matter. So I want to know the URA's vetting criteria. The partnering organization has to help the Kaifongs and the landlords, but to what extent will these partnering organizations interfere in disputes, say, within the OCs? Do you have guidelines for these partnering organizations? And will these political organizations and parties interfere in or step in with regard to disputes within OCs and as a result gain political points? Mr. Chow.
Yes, I think it's a good thing that we have this paper from Mr. Ho.
I think the URA, as well as other public or quasi-public bodies, should also be vigilant. They should be very careful and cautious. I don't know whether the URA is trying to play the good guy. I think you should look at how the Yao Chi Mon District Office did the tendering for Happy Living in Yao Chi Mon. Over 1,000 buildings are covered by this program. And has anyone complained? No. And I think the Yao Chi Mon District Office has done an extremely good and smart job in this campaign or program.
All right, URA. Yes, I thank members for their comments and their guidance.
As I understand that in terms of political sensitivity, we are really much inferior to members. And in our contracts, we commission the district partners to do 3 things for us. First of all, promotion and publicity activities concerning URA work and programs. Then second, helping buildings set up owners, corporations, and organize maintenance works. And if these district partners organize briefings, our staff will also attend those briefings. And the publicity materials and pamphlets produced by the district partner must be vetted by us first before they can get reimbursement with regard to the costs. And then as to the achievement of the district partner, I want to say that they've only they only started work 3 months ago. They needed to put together their teams, and so they are only they have only just started to contact the buildings. And the slogan, our slogan is, if you want to do it, we'll want to help you. But of course, if members have see any problems or if they have complaints, please talk to us. And then as to how many home visits have been carried out by the center. Our records show that they have visited 4 buildings in their capacity as our district partner. But then as to whether they carried out home visits in their other capacities, we don't know, and we can't regulate those activities under our contract. And I will follow Mr. Chow's advice. I will try to make reference to what the district office did.
in selecting bids. And if members feel that some irregularities have been committed by the district partner, then I will apologize to members on their behalf.
Two points. First, you can't get an answer. No, it's impossible that if a district councillor is helping that building, you will not work with that building. Well, you really don't know whether they need the help of the district councillor. And you really don't know whether a district councillor is helping that particular building. You just get the information from the tenderer, so you don't know the truth. Now, in the past, the URA got the Salvation Army. Yes, we did have the Salvation Army helped us in the past. They may not be familiar with building management, but they work with people, they have social workers, and they are good at communicating with people. Now, if you give it to a political party, then you get the people doing politics into the picture, and it's entirely different. Mr. Lapaki. Mr. Leung said that it's good to ask the social workers to do it rather than get the political parties to do it. In Tai Kok Choi, Chan Heng has a social worker team doing the work. A few years ago, Chan Heng did that before, and I want to know whether the social worker team has a better record than those involved in politics. The question is whether we should allow political groups to do the work. I think we can discuss that. But I don't believe that social workers can do... I don't believe that social workers are worse than those who deal with politics. It's worth discussing whether we allow political groups to do this work. Say if they form a group of people, form another group, they don't involve in elections, and they just form a group and then they bid, then I find it difficult to say whether they should be barred from doing that or not. Well, you cannot say that social workers are all powerful or capable. Well, you really sometimes can't avoid politics. I think the system should have suitable checks and balances, and should have suitable rules. The complaint from the buildings is that the caretakers are away on patrol, and then the group came, and then knocked on the doors, and then the caretakers responded, and they said that they were doing that on behalf of the URA, and I hope the URA will follow the matter up and deal with your partner in Yau Ma Tei seriously. How many OCs have been formed as a result of their efforts? Has a building completed its renovation because of their efforts? Now, this is a contract of 1 year plus another year. And if the performance is not good in the first year, will you renew the contract? What are your criteria for renewal? Ms. Yi Wotong. Well, you shouldn't exaggerate the achievement of social workers, but you also shouldn't belittle the achievement of political parties. The DAB completed a project under the URA, and then we did it more than 100%. We work with the people, and we want to improve building management. We have a very clear objective. If you look at the matter from the political perspective, you really have a problem. In the future, if a contract is to be given, should one consider the political background of the bidder? I think this is worth looking into. But you shouldn't belittle the contributions of political parties. I look at the work of my colleagues, and they did a good job. They met with the residents, they talked to the residents, they had meetings with them and discussed renovation matters with the residents. They were more diligent than other people involved in politics. Ma'am Wong, I'm worried by the reply by the URA. Now, concerning your rules, I think you're rather unclear in your reply. You say it's a one-year contract and they've just started on a quarter. Why there is no evaluation? Why you can't provide any numbers? You say they've just started to contact the residents. If they have been working for 3 months, they should have numbers on, say, how many visits, how many meetings with residents, how many cases have been handled. There should be certain numbers. What is your supervision? And I have reservations for the supervision you are doing on your partner. Okay, I give the floor to the URA for a final reply. I thank Mr. Lau, Mr. Yip, for their comments. We will carefully consider your suggestions. Now, we will impose a requirement that it should be a non-profit organization, and we will also consider whether we should tighten or clarify certain terms in the tendering requirements. As for Ms. Wong's question, according to our experience, we know that our partners have first to recruit the bodies and then form a team and then organize briefings. The first 3 months can be regarded as sort of warming up. In the past 3 months, the ADPL had 2 briefings, visited 4 buildings which didn't have OCs, and is now following up a dozen or so buildings with regard to participating in our renovation project. As for forming OCs, half a year or 1 month may be required, and that is not unreasonable. Well, they have given a certain undertaking in terms of numbers. By the end of the year, we will measure the performance according to the tender document, and before we release the allowance. Say, if they promise 10 OCs and they can only set up 2, then they will only get 20% of the remuneration. And in fact, our allowance or subsidy is not a big sum, and it is not adequate to recruit 2 frontline workers. if they don't have the commitment to help the residents, as just said by Mr. Yip, they really can't do anything. They really can't do anything much. As for the Salvation Army, they helped us with the redevelopment projects. They help the resettlement. They help finding accommodation for the residents. They are good at handling these cases. But for this kind of work in question, for the kind of work in question, they say they don't. They may not have the interest, or they may not have the expertise. They have no interest. I think I've answered the questions. The URA has replied, and members no further question. We draw this discussion to a close.